man, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn, which you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Amen. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Gracious God in heaven, how comforting are those words, that your ears are open to us, and you are looking out for your people. So we pray for Kristen during this time of loss and concern for her father. May the Ogden family be comforted and reminded that you are with them, meeting their needs and answering their prayers. For Dennis and his situation with his brother, grant him wisdom and peace. Be with Victor and Lois during this time of transition. For Jerry's mom, Gladys, Renee and Aaron's mother, hear their prayers and meet the concerns of their family members. Holy God, your word clearly warns evildoers. We pray that those that foment evil, that slander and accuse, that lie and seduce, that loot and destroy, please open their eyes, lest your face turn against them and they live in their wickedness for eternity. Father, this week we mark 19 years since a vicious attack on America. We thank you for heroes, courageous ones that were at the Twin Towers, Shanksville, the Pentagon, Fallujah, Abbottabad, those that patrolled the streets and rushed into the flames of burning buildings. Holy Father, for such ones, we give you praise for their courage and fortitude. In the name of Jesus, we pray for strength. Strength to stand for the flag, kneel for the cross, extend a hand to the needy, vigorously oppose abortion, help us to love our neighbor as ourselves, and to love our Savior and present his love to the world as we stand and recite the prayer he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by His Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
We give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread, that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. And he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Second part of that same ritual is, I will pour out my life for you, even as Jesus has for us. Let us partake. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love one toward another. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Amen.
Splendor shine.